Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Does bad weather put you off doing things, or do you just simply ignore the weather forecasters and the weather app on your phone and make plans regardless of the weather conditions? Retired head of forecasting and with Met Aaron and the author of the book They Say It Might Rain, Evelyn Cusack, is with me here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Evelyn, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Andrea. Greetings from sunny Carlow Beach in the southeast.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that, because it would appear, Evelyn, that some of the top tourist attractions in the UK are highly critical of their weather forecasters, and in particular the weather apps. They say that they're costing millions. They're blaming you guys and the weather apps for deterring tourists from coming to see their wonderful sights.
Well, yeah, no, I read that article. It's... people should take note of what's on your weather app. I mean, if there's a warning out and it's going to be wet and windy all day long, I mean, you're hardly going to go to the beach. You know, it's kind of common sense. But it reminds me of years back when I started forecasting first in the 80s. We would get complaints from, say, the hoteliers in Bundoran that the forecast would be for raining in Bundoran. Now, as you know, it never rains in Bundoran.
No, well, it's called Sunny Bunny for a reason, Evelyn. And I remember that story well at the time.
That's funny, yeah. But there's, like, with everything, there's some truth in it. Like, on television, you know, like we used to say, rain spreading from the west, you know, which really is irritating if you live in the west. So I changed it to rain spreading eastwards, you know, which is a slightly different flavour.
Yeah.
And also many, many years ago, Andrea, Meteo France, as our colleagues in France, their weather forecasters on TV, or their forecast office, used to say, you know, in the forecast, instead of rain spreading from the west, you say rain spreading from Ireland. So,
really?
Bord Fáilte got onto them and said, please don't say rain spreading from Ireland, because, you know, we need the French tourists. Mind you, they're always the ones with the good raincoats, aren't they?
Yeah, but you know what's funny? Like, all of this, whether it's hoteliers in parts of the country complaining about the weather forecasters constantly talking about the grey clouds and the rain and the bad weather, sure, it's all free publicity. It's free publicity for the area.
Well, that's true too. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, all jokes aside, I mean, each app, like, people can get free apps with them. Well, all the apps, Met Aaron app is free, but like everyone's phone now comes with a weather app. Mm. You know what I mean? So we shouldn't go on just the one symbol. I mean, just click on the day and on the Met Aaron app, you get the forecast hour by hour, like up to 10 days ahead. Do you know what I mean?
What?
So you'll know if the morning is going to be fine and it's going to rain in the afternoon, then you'll do your stuff in the morning, hang out the washing in the morning or whatever you have to do. And you won't take the kids to the beach if it's raining today and fine tomorrow. I mean, that makes common sense. That's why forecasting has improved, because the apps have got so accurate.
I had a great laugh, Evelyn, reading this story this morning. You know, of the tourist attractions in the UK blaming the weather apps for costing them millions, that people are so deterred by it. But like, you can't fine tune forecasting to the very minute. It doesn't work like that.
Thanks, but it is pretty good in the sense that, you know, you can't fine tune where exact showers are going to fall. Do you know what I mean? Like, it could be sunny in Bundoran and then raining in Donegal town. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's harder to define a shower like that. But you would have a general sense of the day that there was going to be, as we call them, scattered showers. So, like, you bring your raincoat. But if there's frontal rain, like on Monday, you know, the way it rained all day on Monday, like, they're not showers. Like, you're not going to head off to a tourist resort on a day like Monday.
Yeah, Cliffs so Moher or Slieve League or something.
Safety. And in fact, if you look at your Met Aaron app for tomorrow on the Met Office one, like, there's warnings out. It's going to be a wet and windy day. So I'm in current cloud today, but I won't be here tomorrow. I'll tell you that for sure.
Listener says there's no such thing as bad weather, Andrea. It's just the wrong clothes. Ask any German tourist who comes to Ireland about how they feel about the weather conditions. Kirsty Blake Knox, journalist of the Irish Independent, is joining us here, Evelyn, on the line as well. Kirsty, would you let the weather app dictate your day?
No, I don't. I hardly ever look at the weather app, and I just kind of, I'm surprised that people would be put off going to tourist attractions just because of a bit of rain. I kind of prefer to live in like a blind ignorant state and just hope for the best. And like, I find if you are too prescriptive about looking at apps, like it would just, you wouldn't get out and do anything. And like, I just think that that person who texted in is right. Just make sure that at all times you have swimsuit, raincoat, knitted jumpers with
Wetsuit,
you,
gloves.
wetsuit on, exactly on your
Yeah.
person, and then you're sorted, you know?
But I thought it was hilarious. Like, this idea of going to blame the weather forecasters. Do you know what I mean? For such a loss of revenue, and somehow it's Evelyn Cusack and her colleagues' fault that they're down money.
But I was also thinking it would be great if some of those places, instead of just laying the blame at the forecasters, if they brought in like a rainy day rate, like say, for example, if
Ah.
it was going to be rainy on a Monday and Dublin Zoo kind of had a thing where they were like, we offer like 10% off if it's raining. I can guarantee you everyone would be like, yeah, no, we'll go. It doesn't matter. We'll just put grab the umbrella and go, because like that would be such an incentive to visit those places. So rather than just pointing the finger and saying it's the apps, maybe if they kind of took a bit of ownership of it, it would actually it kind of increase people going to visit despite the rain.
If you were to let, cloudy conditions and scattered showers dictate your plans in Ireland, she'd never leave the house.
No, you wouldn't. And I mean, like, we go on holiday to Kerry at like, you know, every summer, and like it you have every season within half an hour, you know, on some days. And like, we're going to the beach. It doesn't matter if it's raining. You'll go and you'll like it. Like, it just kind of, there's no point in kind of being completely deterred just because it isn't all, you know, sunshine. You can still have a great time even if it's like overcast and it's raining. You can like make fun of it.
Are we particularly sensitive, Evelyn, to the weather forecast? Like, I always laugh every year when I hear about the kind of complaints your former colleagues at Metairn receive from people who go to the bother of putting pen to paper to write to you guys to tell you that you got the weather forecast wrong.
Well, I think because our weather is very changeable, like we live on the edge of the Atlantic, so as you said earlier, you know, we can get four seasons in one day. But I absolutely would encourage people to use the app, because that way you can plan and be prepared. And as I said, like if you look at the forecast for tomorrow, I mean, don't go near a beach tomorrow. It's actually, there's wind warnings out, and it can be quite dangerous, like out cycling or, you know, going up to repair your roof. I mean, that is like modern weather forecasting. It has improved so much that we can be guided, and guided by safety. But I think the advice there is good. Always be prepared. Have the raincoat, have the umbrella, have everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Evelyn Cusack, retired head of forecasting with Met Aaron and author of the book They Say It Might Rain. Thanks a million. And Kirsty Blake Knox is a journalist with the Irish Independent. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.